Amen. Let's go with it. Here we go. The series called Renewal. And the way we do our series is that, you know, to be honest with you, we thought about September. And a year ago, Kim and I got married in September. 9-9. How many were at the wedding? That was fun, wasn't it? Well, it was a good day. I thank you so much for being there and being a part of our life and the things you did for us and the encouragement. And now we've been married about a year. So, Kim, welcome to the ministry. Welcome to the pastor's family, to the what it is to be, you know, and you see things and see what I do, you know, and we fight an adversary called the devil. Is that correct? Yes, ma'am. That's what it is. Amen? But the beautiful thing is we serve the Lord and we see all kinds of good fruit and labor from the labors. Amen? God's blessed us. But anyway, so we started thinking, you know, what are we going to do? We've got this year thing coming up, you know, that was a big part of our church. You know, things I've gone through in my life, and then Kim and I got married. That's a big part of our ministry. It'll always be a part of our ministry. You people in our life, loving us, helping us, with our life. That's awesome, you know? So we didn't want to just pass by the first year and just go, oh, whatever. It's important. So I started thinking of renewal. I thought, well, I'd like for maybe we can do something on the beach and we can get some people to renew their vows with us. So that's where that came from. Nobody told us. That's just the way we think, you know, as far as our staff. We got together and we talked about stuff. But then the bigger thought hit me. And that is, why not use this time, and I might do it every year now, the first, you know, that Labor Day weekend and the following weekend in September, for us to renew our commitments to the Lord, to each other, to the Lord. I think it'd be good for us. Just every year. So that's what we're going. We'll see how we do this year. Amen? But that's sort of the plan. So we've come up with this idea. So came out of renewing wedding vows, but really bigger thought than that is us renewing our vow to Him. Say, renewing our commitment to Christ. We all need to do that. I think it's a good time. And Labor Day is a good thing. We think about work and doing that thing. But you know, come on. That's so important to renew our commitment to Him. So let's talk about it. That's where we're going today. Renewal, revive us again. Say that with me. Revive us again. Now, if I was in the South, and I am, but if I was in Mississippi or Carolina preaching a message on revival, they'd be a little loud. Amen? So let's talk back a little bit on this one. Amen? Come on. This is a revival message. How many ever been to an old-time revival? Been to one of those? You don't go to a revival and like, no! How many have been in a revival where they shout and scream and all this kind of mess? Is that how to do it? Absolutely. If I didn't do this, I'd do that for a living. I just travel. Amen. They would jump up, I guarantee it. Amen. So anyway, but I know it's Sunday morning and you know, but come on, here we go. Revive us again. Let's talk about it today. But more than it just being a real pump-up message, oh, it's a real Bible message today. Lots of Bible. So let's go to the Word of God. There's that butterfly. Today's message I've called transfusion or transformation. I think a lot of us in the Christian life, we want to get us a quick fix. It'd be nice if we could go down to some place and just get whatever's taken out of us and put the new in, and that'd be good. You're good to go for Jesus now. Amen. Is that what you need, is a transfusion? Or are you going to need a transformation? I wish it was as easy as a transfusion, but it's going to take a transformation. And that's what I want to talk about today. And you're going to learn with me today. See a lot of scriptures, but you're going to learn two of the greatest verses in the Bible. And if you want to, you can memorize them today and you'll forever know it the rest of your life. And you'll say, these are incredible verses that can go with me the rest of my life. Amen? So let's go to the message. Here we go. I'm excited about it. Romans, just some groundwork. The Apostle Paul wrote 13 books in the New Testament. A man of God, the apostle to the Gentiles. Quite frankly, the fact that you and I are meeting today in a high school having church is some of his work that's continuing. He was the great missionary. The apostle Paul, he wrote this book, Romans. He's writing about himself, but us too. Listen, for we know that the law is spiritual, God's law. But I am what? I'm carnal. I'm sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I want. Here's the Apostle Paul that's basically saying, the things I should do, I don't do. The things I should hate, I don't hate. The things that I say I should hate, I don't. The things I hate, I do. You know, here he is, a Christian, a man of God, and he says, I'm screwed up like you are. And that's what I want to tell you as the pastor today. I'm screwed up like you are. I need renewal just like you do. This isn't a message me preaching to you. It's a message for me. It was a message for him. If then I do that which I would not, I can sin unto the law that is good. Now then is it no more I that do it, but what? Sin is dwelling in me. Something is inside of me that is making me or motivating me to do the wrong thing. And that's human nature. Is that what we call it? Say. Absolutely. For I know that in me, this is the Apostle Paul writing, that is in my what? In my flesh dwells no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I don't know how to do it. That's crazy. That's the truth. If we're honest with ourselves, we are sinners. Okay? We're going to talk about it. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I what? Do. I know it's a little confusing in the King James, but that's what I use and I'm reading it. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. Saying the same kind of thing. I find then, very important, I find then, listen to me, a law that when I do good, evil is present with me. There's a law of nature going on. Even when I do good, evil's right there inside of me. I'm going to have to make choices, aren't I? Say. How many have to make choices? You have to make some choices. Mm-hmm. How many made some bad choices? Mm-hmm. There you go. Banana. For I delight in the law of God after who? The inward man. We're going to talk about this stuff. But I see another law. War in my members, and it's warring against the law of my what? There's another law. I'm glad I got the inward man. I'm glad there's God's helping me inside of me. But I see another law in my members, and it wars against the law of my mind, and it brings me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members or in my body. Okay? And now look, here's the Apostle Paul, the man of God. You know, crazy. Oh, wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And then I love this verse. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of what? You know what that verse just told me? I have flesh, I have sin, by nature I sin. Nobody had to teach me how to sin. Anybody have to teach you how to sin? Say, I just didn't know. Somebody taught me early, like when I was like one, to just disobey and holler at my mama. Nobody taught me none of that. I just, like that. You know? Mama said, do something. No! Don't touch that. See, I thought I was done with all that. I married Kim. There's little babies. I'm like, what? What's going on? I'm used to saying something and getting done. And they're like, no. And it doesn't matter if I say, I'm Pastor Gary Clark. No, they really don't. Well, they do sometimes. I mean, I'm being honest. No, the point is, nobody has to teach us to sin. Is that right? Yes or no? Now, we know bad company
Boy, that'll make you badder, won't it? Amen. You hang around the wrong folk. You want to hang around the wrong folk, you get bad as you. There's some real bad we can be. Amen? Okay? But nobody has to teach me to sin. There's something inside of me that just does that and knows how to do it. Some can get really good at it. But because of Jesus Christ, there's a law of the inward man, and with my mind, I can be victorious. Don't you want that? Say, I don't want to be slave to my flesh. I want to live a victorious, successful, godly life. Y'all hearing me today? Have I lost you already? Okay. So transfusion, transformation. Keep going, Roger. We're rolling. So, there is a war that rages inside of me. Say it with me. Between the what? The flesh and the what? One more time. Between the flesh and the... One more time. Between the... There's a war going on. Okay? The flesh or the law of sin is encoded in my DNA and in my brain. The law of sin is encoded inside of me. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Is that true? There's none righteous, no, not one. Is that what the Bible says? It's in Adam all what? Die. Is everybody going to die one day? Somebody tell me. Yep. There is a law that's been encoded inside of us, and because of that, we're all going to die. We all sin. Okay? But because I have faith in Jesus Christ, the Spirit is in my heart, it's in my will, it's in my emotions. The Spirit of God is inside of me because I'm a believer in Christ, and I can see God's way revealed in His what? Book. And I also can see God through my what? Senses. So here's the point. I've been created in the image of God and the likeness of God, but we've all sinned. And that's who we are as humanity. That's why Jesus Christ came and died, so that we could live forever and be free from sin eventually. But now we've been given His Spirit and His Word to fight the good fight of faith. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And you can be lazy, or you can just say, I don't want to fight whatsoever. And I'll guarantee it every time. The law of sin is going to win. It's going to take over. And you're not going to be a spiritual person. You can say what you want to. Now, you might be a religious person, but you're not spiritual. You're not right with God. You're not living for God. But you have the capability, because of Christ, His death, His resurrection, the new life that you have in Christ, His Spirit, His Word, the senses that He's given you, you have the ability to live for God. Am I losing you today? So even though this is a revival message, it is a little complicated. So I want to talk about it. Keep looking. For which cause we faint not. But though the outward man or the flesh perish, the inward man is what? How many times? How was it? Day by what? Day by day. I got to do this every day. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, that's our body, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. So many times we have such struggles in our flesh down here, we just want to go to heaven, you know what I mean? And, oh, one day. If so, that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan in these bodies, being burdened. Not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the what? We one day will have a new body. One day we'll be with God and we'll live forever. That day is not today. You have been given the Spirit. Though you're in the flesh, we have the Spirit that enables us to live for the Lord. You understand? But you still have the flesh. You still make decisions. You still have a will. And that's where the rub comes. That's why we need renewal often. You understand? That's where I'm going with our thinking today. Therefore, we're always confident, knowing that while we're at home in this body, we're absent from who? The Lord. But we walk by what now? Faith, and not by sight. Now, one day we'll be like Him, and we'll see Him as He is. 1 John 3:2. That day ain't today. Now we're walking by what? Faith. We're confident, I say, and willing, though, rather to be absent from this body one day, and we'll be what? Present with the Lord. Wow, what a day that'll be. Let's praise Him. Come on, I need a little help here. Come on. Praise the Lord. One day. One day. I'll lay my burdens down. Amen. One day I won't have to fight like I have to fight now. One day I won't think the way I think. One day I won't do the things that I do one day. Thank you, Lord. I'll be delivered. Deliver me from the body. This old body of death, Paul says. Amen. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent. What's that mean? It's Labor Day weekend. Wherefore we what? We labor. It's work. It's work to fight the flesh and to listen to the Spirit and to follow God's teaching. You understand? That's work. We labor that whether present or absent, we may be what? See, even though I'm not with Jesus right now, I want to be accepted of Him right now. I want to live a life. I want to be. My spirit says, Gary, that's what's right. That's what you want to do. That's the good thing. I want to do that. I want Him to be pleased with me. Amen? When I see Him one day or right now, I want to be accepted of Him. Why? Why does it matter? Why does it matter? I'm going to be with Him one day. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone receive the things done in His what? Ooh, we don't do too good with the body. According to that He hath done, whether what? Good or what? Bad. Now, I know we're just getting a lot of Scripture and we're talking, but we're going somewhere now. We're talking about renewal and revival and how can I fight? How can I fight the flesh and my desires? And no one even had to teach me how to sin. I just know how to sin and I'm so good at it. How can I win? Just something I wrote down. I wrote the whole thing. So here we go. I know so well how to sin against God. I know so little how to live for God. Did you know my living for God that I do? I had to learn. No one taught me. I mean, I didn't get that right out of the gate. I taught that I could say anything I want. I taught that I could talk the way I want. I was taught so many things. By my flesh, by my peers, whatever. Y'all listening to me or not? But if I'm going to live for God, I'm going to learn that from His Word. But I don't read the Bible, you might say. Boy, you're really messed up now, ain't you? Say, you're really messed up. Now, you're fortunate you live in America because whether you know it or not, so many things that make you the good person you are is the law of God that's still taught in this country. The law of God, even just by doing right and not lying. Where do you think thou shalt not lie came from? Where do you think thou shalt not steal came from? Where do you think the laws that keep us as a just society came from? They came from the Bible. Do you see how that works? So even the good that you do now, even, is really because of God's Word. But if you want to be effective for God and live for God and fight the good fight of faith and fight the flesh, you're going to find out about it in this book. Have I lost you this morning? Are we bored to tears with this message today? This is a little work, isn't it? He's working me today. Come on. This is the war that rages inside of me. There's this war that's raging inside of me. That's what I've tried to say. This is why I need, say it with me. Come on. Have we made the case? I hope that you can feel it today so far. I need renewal. I'm going to constantly need to be renewing myself. So let's keep looking. What does the word renew mean? Here we go. You know how I go to my dictionary. Here we go. If you look up renew, it says this, to make what? Well, that was a lot of help. You put re in front of anything and it means that. Here we go. It means to make new again, or say that word, what? Revive. So, there I go. Wait a minute. If it means to revive, let's see what revive means. Hope it doesn't say vibe again. Okay? The word revive literally means, look at it, to return to what? Consciousness, or to return to... Okay, I got it. I got it now. Here we go. So renewal is, for the believer, here it is, renewal is to be conscious of God and to be effective for God. Wow! To be conscious of God, because I got this war going on inside of me. But wait a minute, Gary, you can be conscious of me. Yeah, that's renewal. But it also means to be what? Effective for God. Not just think about God, but to be effective for Him. To live for Him. So often we lose consciousness of God. We allow the flesh to take complete control, making us totally what? Ineffective for God. Yeah. If you're not renewed, if you don't have that consciousness of God, you're not going to be effective for God. You ought to be conscious of God wherever you go. You hear me? Yes or no? You ought to be conscious of God. That's what the series on the senses were about. Awakening our conscience. Our consciousness of God. He's everywhere. We're praying this morning with the men, and before we ever stepped in, there was a big double rainbow right over this parking lot and building today. It was awesome. We didn't go, "Wow, look, that just thing blew up. Look at it." We gave God the credit and the glory. We said, "We've got a double blessing." Amen? Conscious of God. Keep looking. Now, it's easy to lose consciousness of God. It's an easy thing to do. It happens all the time. That's why we need renewal. Amen? Come on, I feel like I'm preaching to a sleepy crowd today. Y'all are killing me. Okay? Maybe it's the topic I'm talking about. It makes me feel that way. Maybe the devil's trying to say, "Clark, they're not listening to you." God! Come on. That's where renewal comes in. Okay? Keep looking. Come on, Rod. Just go. Can I be conscious of God? Yes. Can I be effective for God? Yes. That's what I want in my life. I'm 51, man. I don't want to live the rest of my life not living for God. I want to live for God the rest of my life. Did you hear me? Praise the Lord. I hope you want to live for God. Why not? What's the choice out there? What is it? Come on. Loving people and caring for people and seeing people saved and seeing their life better and their home better. You're talking about, can you have a hobby that's better than that? No, guy. There's no way. This is a good life you can live. Amen? Loving your husband, loving your wife, loving your kids, loving your friend. Isn't that a good life? Say. Not making bad, stupid decisions. Amen. Say, "I'm done with that crap." Excuse me. Done with it. Done with it. I want to live for God. That's what renewal is. This is just, again, me talking to you. I have, so you can get in your mind what I'm talking about. I have a nasty, dirty oil flowing through my veins. Sin. But God has what? Say it with me. New oil that can be spiritually... Does it flow through my veins? No, it does not. But it can be spiritually detected by my what? And empower me to run and operate effectively for Him. Well, church don't matter. Reading my Bible don't matter. I guess we're finding out it really does matter. God wasn't so dumb after all, giving us a book called the Word of God, creating something called the church, because we're going to have the Spirit, but we're going to need the book and we're going to need each other if we're going to make it through this life and win people to Christ like He's called us to do. Amen. Make it a little more sense to me. It does not require a transfusion. I wish it was that easy. But it requires a what? Say it with me. Transformation. Are we almost there, Roger? Here we go. Come on. I'm trying to get there. Look at that. So, it doesn't require what? Do that again. Back it up. 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 It doesn't require a transfusion, but a what? A transformation. So look at that. We got us some what? Some new oil. Some new oil. Now look what we came up with. A renew oil of my mind. Say that with me. A renew oil of my mind. Can we say it one more time? A renew oil of my mind. A renew oil. Because that stuff that flows through me, that's not good. I need a renew, what kind of oil? Renew oil. Come on. Of my mind. Transfusion, transformation, and we're going to go over, I'm trying to get there. Are you willing to allow God to transform you today? Are you willing to allow God to transform you today? Are you willing to take this journey with me? Are you willing to do that? Then I want to share with you two of the greatest verses in the Bible. You might know them, but you might not know them the way we're going to teach them today. Because the Word is alive and quick and powerful, and it'll help you today. This is all about a renewal today. It's all about a renewal today. Two of the greatest verses in the Bible. Would you say them with me from the top to the bottom, out loud, please? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable and perfect will of God. I want to talk to you about the transformation over the next few minutes. Just these scriptures right here, not going to get off of them. Here we go. I'm going to break it down. I urge you. The Apostle Paul, the same one that wrote about the battle he faced, the same one that wrote about how his flesh goes against the Spirit, the same great apostle who wrote 13 books in the New Testament, if he's got a problem living for God, you're going to have a problem living for God. Amen? Are you hearing me? He says, I urge you. You've got to say, guys, this is what I want. This is what I will do. I will not be satisfied with anything less in my life than to want to live for God. I urge you, think that way, he says. And I'm saying the same thing. You've got to want that. I want to live for God. I want to do right. I don't want to just give in to the desires of my flesh. I want to be conscious of God. I want to be effective for God. He says that I urge you. Do what I'm going to tell you. Amen? That's number one. Next. By the mercies of God. So I beseech you, brethren, by the what? Mercies of God. If you say it with me, you'll learn this verse by the time we're done. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. The word mercy means, say it with me, price paid. The word mercy means price paid. The mercies of God. Listen. I need to have a gratitude for what God has done for me. If you want to have a renewed faith and walk in the Lord, then you need to have a gratitude for what Jesus has done for you. He died for you. Let what Jesus Christ has done for you, for me, motivate me to listen to Him, to love Him, to live for Him. Are you hearing me today? Now, if it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, when you give into the flesh and you just don't really care, you just don't really care. But you can be motivated. You have a brain. There is a new oil that can be picked up by your brain. And you can make this decision that I'm going to have gratitude for what God has done for me. I'm not going to live my life any longer just for me. You hearing me today? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you what? Present your bodies or present yourself. If I want to have a renewal, I need to offer myself to God. Offer yourself to Him. I want to be renewed. And this idea of the word present yourself, offering yourself, the idea is transparency. God, you know I have flesh. You know I struggle, and you see what I struggle with. You know the evil thoughts that I have. You know the things I say, the things I think, the things I do. But I offer myself to you. I don't want to do that. I want you, and I want your help. You hear me? Be open with it. You'll never live for God hiding from God. Coming to church on Sunday, but hiding what you do. Are y'all listening or not? I think I got your attention on that one, maybe. Say. Okay, you're never going to live for God like that. Here's the point. You're hiding what you're doing is your flesh, and that's normal to hide it. It's normal. That's what the flesh says too. I've been doing it since I was a kid. Mama say, you do that? No. Where is that? What? Are y'all like that or not? Y'all weren't like that, were you? You little angels. Okay. Here I am, Lord. You see me. You know everything about me. But I know you love me. And I know your Spirit's in me. And I know this is what you want for me. This is what I want for me. Renewal. Just as I am, I what? How many remember that song? Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I didn't know that's what that meant. That's what that means. Present yourself to Him. Transparent, just as you are. Amen? So, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. We're talking about renewal. What is a living sacrifice? It's to say to the Lord, and no, I belong solely to you, God. I don't belong to myself. You got to think that way. Because the flesh says, you belong to you. Why are you listening to the church? Why are you listening to the Bible? Why aren't you doing what you want to do? You ever fight that fight? Say, I belong to you, not anyone else, not anything else. That's renewal. That's telling God that. That's presenting your body to Him. I'm not my own. Say it with me. I've been bought with a what? The price of your Son's blood. I'm going to live for you. I'm telling you, I know it might seem like, Clark, you're just really going hard on this renewal thing. Well, my point is, it's because you and I are really bad sinners. Yeah. And unless it's like anything else in life, to be good at it, you're going to have to press. You're going to have to try hard. Be a good football team. You've got to practice. You've got to run. You've got to get your endurance up. You've got to do all these things. Amen? Christian life. You've got to do this stuff. What we're talking about today. I die to the flesh. I die to the flesh. Flesh is going to say, do this. You're going to say, no, you dead. You dead. Have talks with yourself. It's okay. People think you're crazy. It doesn't matter. How many recent, let's talk about how many recent, there was something, a challenge you had, a battle you faced, and it was of the flesh, it was not the right thing, and you had to say no to that. Can I see your hand? In the room. Any flesh fighters here in the house today? Thank you. The idea is I exchange my life for yours. See, I have this life called the life of the flesh, the life of sin. That's who my life is. This life one day will die, a physical life. But I exchange my life right now. I make a deal. And that's the deal, this, God. You're going to help me, I'm going to give you my life. You're going to help me, I'm going to give you my life. You're going to help me, I'm going to exchange this life for your life. I'm going to listen to my brain. It's going to be prompted by the Spirit because I've got some new what? Oil. Amen? How about this? I give up my what? Wrongs for His what? You'll never find in the Word of God, God telling you to do something that's not good for you. Now, it might feel good to lie, and it might get your butt out of a jam that you're in right at the moment. But that lion's going to come back and bite you in the same butt. Excuse my language. It's going to happen, ain't it? Say. How many had that happen to you? Let me see your hand. There you go. Come on. God's trying to say, I can help you here. A living sacrifice. This is my life. Not just a religious experience or something I just do on Sundays. Amen. Guys, if my Christian life... Now look, man, I got the flesh. I fight with it. You already see I got problems. But the fact of the matter is, if it was for me, Fellowship Church was just something I do on Sundays, I would have quit about a dozen or two dozen times this church. But this isn't my life. The flesh is not my life. He is my life. You understand? I miss the mark still, and I get confused, and I'm like this sometimes. But what keeps me focused, and what keeps me focused on fellowship, what keeps me focused on driving and catching and getting the goal and reaching our goals and doing the things that we need to do, is that it's not my life. You understand? Did I come up with that idea? No. I'd like to have been at the beach today, probably. In my flesh. Y'all hear me or not? Oh, I better quit confessing. I want to be conscious of God, and I want to be effective for God. That's renewal. That's what the word means. I want to be conscious of God. I want to be effective for God. So, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. What I'm trying to tell you to do today, based on what the Apostle Paul told us to do, which is what God told him to tell us anyway, all right? Is this. It is rational for me to give myself to God if I truly believe that Jesus gave Himself for me. It is rational. I'm not asking you to do something. I'm not urging you to do something that's not rational. If you truly believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, you believe He gave His life for you and you have eternal life, and He's in your heart, He's in your spirit, and the Bible's the Word of God. If you believe that, it is only rational then for you to give your life to Him. Understand? Now here's the deal. If you don't believe it, or if I don't believe it, I shouldn't do it. If you don't believe in Jesus, then don't do what I'm telling you. Okay? Don't. Why would you? That's a nut. Truly believe in Christ? Give Him your life. It's only reasonable. You're going to see Him for too long. I know it seems like a long time you got left. It's just like a dot to Him, and you're there. He's getting them all the time. They come in all the time, every day. One day, it's going to be you and me. Come on. Rational thinking. Think about rational thinking. Rational thinking says, what I truly believe, I truly become. That's rational thinking. Anybody will tell you this, no matter where you go. Any psychiatrist, anybody help me. What you truly believe, you will become. Okay? As a man, the Bible says, thinks in his heart, so what? Is he? So if you say you're a believer, and you truly are a believer, you have what it takes, guys, to live for God. If you truly believe, you can be effective for God. Y'all hear me or not? Okay, transfusion transformation. So verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. And then verse 2, and be not conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world. My mind and my thinking must be on the truth of God's what? Word. Now follow me on this one. Here we go. Here's what Isaiah says. My thoughts are not your thoughts, God speaking. Neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, God speaking, so are my what? Higher than your what? And my thoughts are higher than... If you're going to fight the flesh, that's what this is all about, then you're going to need some higher help, some higher thinking. That comes from the Bible. Well, I don't understand the Bible. I don't read the Bible. I'm sorry. You lose. Game over. You can limp by with a fellow like me on Sundays coming to see me. You can limp by. that you can't be what you could be. Amen? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You need a mind. You need to get your mind where it's intercepting and understanding truth from God, and the new all is working. For the Word of God, you mean this Bible? Yeah. The Word of God is quick, and it's what? Powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and this is incredible, and is a discerner of the what? Thoughts and intents of my heart. That is a powerful, supernatural Word from God, the Word of God. Don't be conformed to this world. You be conformed to what God's Word says. Let God be true and every man a liar. Say that with me. This is really important. Let God be true and every man a what? Say it with me again. Let God be true and every man a liar. If it's in that book, that's the book. I believe it. I will not believe you. Period. Yeah, but. No, yeah, buts. No. Yeah, but Darwin said, yeah, but this, and yeah, but that. Let's see where that got us, didn't we? Amen. Say, yeah, but they're good people, and yeah, but they're well-meaning. Yeah, but they're preaching a false doctrine. Yeah, but it doesn't line up with the Bible. Yeah, but they're wrong. Do you hear me? Yes or no? Okay. Yeah, but Mama taught me this, or Daddy taught me this, or Grandma taught me. Listen to me. Whether it's my past experience, my past education, my past upbringing, my past religious experience, etc. This is just common sense. If it ain't true, it ain't true! How can I argue here? Let God be true and every man a liar. Don't be conformed to this world. Not if you want to renew your mind and live for God and have the life that you can have. And guys, that's what I'm talking about here. You can have an incredible life for God. And all hell come against you. And Jesus is standing right with you. That's pretty good stuff. When my mother was murdered years ago, not trying to put myself up, I'm just trying to show you how it works. When my mother was murdered years ago, I was at a little farmhouse we had in Fort Ogden. It was Thanksgiving Day afternoon. And I get a phone call. And it's a police officer telling me, well, I'm getting a phone call from a police officer. And I was telling me my brother-in-law wanted to speak to me on the phone. And immediately I thought, oh my gosh, something's happened to my sister Janice. But then immediately I thought, no, if it was Janice, Mama would be telling me. It must be something with Mama. And in just a split second, guys, I'm talking before the guy even gets on the phone. Just that quick second, God spoke to me and said, I'm right here with you. You're going to be okay. What you're preaching is true. I'm right here, Gary. Just when he said it at the time, the fella's going to talk to me on the phone. He was there. Don't you want that? Don't you want that? You're going to have hard times. You have had hard times. Don't you want to know the friend that sits closer than a brother? Don't you want to know the one that says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you? Don't you want to know the one that says, I love you? I just love you to death, son. That's what I'm trying to talk to you about. Amen? And you'll screw it all up if you believe a man over God. Amen? Let God be true and every man a what? Liar. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, I'm sorry, sir. I just can't believe you. Sorry. He's been too good to me and too true to me and too faithful to me, and I really don't know you. Sorry. Amen? I got to get past my past, all those past things I believed, if I'm going to get my head straight and my life right. It's renewal I've been talking about this morning. Y'all listening? Got it today? We're not far. I know it's been long. I want to be conscious of God. I want to be effective for God. But be transformed. When I conform to the world system of thinking, I create things that are not true, that are not right, that are not good for me. Okay? I have upside down thinking when I think that way. I've got to stop doing that. These ideas or things that I believe that aren't true direct my passion. They direct my decisions that I make. And I'm not going to be able to live for God. That's what we've been talking about. I need to be what? Transformed. I need my thinking and my passion to be turned right side up. And that's what happens. Keep looking. By the renewing of your mind, dirty or fresh oil? Dirty or fresh oil? I want to just take a second and talk about the anointing of God. The anointing of God. You'll hear on TV. I know some of you, you're tired of me talking this morning. I'm going to finish, so here we go. The anointing. Listen to me. The anointing of God. You turn on Christian TV many times. Oh, the anointing is in this place. We go to a concert and the music's just good. Oh, I felt the anointing, the anointing. Sorry. I believe it's something more than that. Okay? If it's anointing, you can get any concert. If it's anointing, you can get it all kinds of places. The anointing of God, what is it? Here's what I think it is. These are my words, so you can argue with me if you want to. The anointing of God is my flesh to God's Spirit. The anointing of God is my mind to God's mind. That's when I know I've got the anointing. When I turn from the flesh to His Spirit. When I turn from the way I think to the way He thinks. The anointing of God is my way to His way. You hearing me today? Yes or no? The anointing of God. It ain't just a feel-good feeling that you get. It's something to it. Okay? It's my will to God's will. The anointing of God. It's my character, which is shot, to whose character? God's character. The anointing of God. I believe that's what the anointing of God is. That new oil. You'll hear people talk about the oil and the new oil of God. You need to get a new oil. You might not watch this stuff on TV. I probably shouldn't. Anyway, I believe there's something to it, but it ain't what I'm hearing a lot of times. Amen? It's something every one of us can have. That you might prove. When you live like this, when you think like this, you will be in tune with God. You will be in harmony with God. You'll be in step with God. Does the Bible say this? The steps of a good man are what? Ordered by the who? Isn't that what you want? Say. Isn't that what you want? That you might prove. It's great to get to a place in your life. You're never going to get to a place where you're perfect, you got it all right. No, you need renewal all the time. But you can get to a place in your life where you can walk with God. You can talk with God. You can walk in His steps. You can just know and have confidence and peace. That's a good thing, isn't it? Amen? That you may prove, I can acknowledge God. I can sense God. I can follow God. I want to be conscious of God. I want to be effective for God. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? So we're done with the verse. Let's say it again. Here we go. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what kind of service? A reasonable service. And be not conformed to this what? World, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your what? Mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The debate is over. You need to say that to the Lord. God, the debating with you is over. I renew my life to you. I choose to follow you, to be conscious of you. I want to be effective for you, God. The debate is over. You win. What you say, I will do. What you say, I will do. Where you lead, I will follow. That's renewal. Are you hearing me today? Can you say this with me? Loud, we're done. I know you're happy with that. Here we go. Say it loud. His plan is the plan. His plan is the plan. Not what my flesh says, not what some man says, some church says, whatever. Your plan is the plan for my life. I'm going to follow you. All right, here we go. Let's get on our feet. Here we go. We're done. We're done. We're done. We're done. We're done. Here we go. Come on. Come on. Come on. I want you to say this with me. Thank you for listening today. That was a tough message. Some of y'all were so asleep. Y'all were kicked back relaxing. No, you were fine. You were good. You were good. You were good. You know what? I know my flesh. If I was up here having to listen to what you listen to, I'd be sleeping. Sometimes. Here we go. Ready? Say this with me. Are you ready? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's thank Him for His Word this morning. Can we do that? Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.